We're still talking about the benefits of the resurrection. Well, we talked about the fact that we have justification. It's a big deal. As an offshoot of the resurrection, we have eternal life. Amen. We have been redeemed from all iniquity and purified unto good works. Amen. And that all the promises of God became ours, both under the old covenant and the new. That is why the new is better than the old, because it's a combination of both the old and new things, new and better things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Then we have been saved from the wrath to come. That is true. We're new creatures in Christ. We've been made more than conquerors. We are healed. Hallelujah. And then we said that the anointing that we have received abides with us forever. So today I'm going to be talking about power. Hallelujah. In the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus said to the disciples and vicariously to us. So it's handed down. The things that he has taught, which he taught the disciples, they taught us also. Amen. So it's been handed down. Glory be to God. And we now have scripture so we can see the whole body of truth, as it were. Amen. That is allowable in our realm. Because when we get to heaven, there's a lot more to learn. Amen. But for here right now, this will suffice. Amen. Now, this is one of the primary benefits of the resurrection, is the fact that we were given power. The resurrection brought the Gentile into the commonwealth of Israel. Jesus, God promised in Abraham, he says, in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. He had Jesus in mind. And so when Jesus came, the blessing was transferred to all the families of the earth. Hallelujah. Salvation became ours because of what Jesus did. Amen. Without Jesus, we have nothing. Hallelujah. The gospel or Christianity is standing on the credibility of one man, Jesus. If Jesus is not who he says that he is, who he said that he is, then we're of all men most miserable. But we know that he's not a liar, amen, and that he is who he says that he is. And we have centuries of miracles, signs, wonders, testimonies of eyewitnesses to go by that he is God, he is real, he's risen from the dead, amen. Hallelujah. And last of all, or least of all, myself, was an unbeliever just going my way when I got accosted by the power of God and he showed himself to be real and alive. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. So the first thing we're going to be dealing with is Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Jesus, speaking to the disciples, said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, there are two words used by, you know, here with power, because with the translators translated power, but they're two different words. The first one you find there says, I give unto you power. The word power there is the Greek word exousia, and it means authority. Amen. Delegated power. Authority is delegated power. Hallelujah. Some other person's got the power and give you the authority to do things on his behalf. Amen. Glory be to God, or to exercise dominion. Glory be to Jesus, to govern, to rule, to have domain or jurisdiction. Amen. So when he says power there, it means that he has given us rule. Hallelujah. When he says power there, which is exousia, authority, it means he has given us rule. He has given us dominion. He has given us, put that thing under our domain or under our jurisdiction. Praise the Lord. Our area or span or extent of authority where we can exercise authority. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. So he said, behold, I give unto you dominion, rule, jurisdiction, domain over To tread, first of all, to tread on serpents and scorpions. So we ought not to be afraid of them. These are indicative of demonic forces, satanic powers and forces. And then he adds here, satanic forces. Some of them work in the area of deception and intelligence. Glory be to God. They are the inventors of evil things that you see. And he says, we will tread upon them and over all the power of the enemy. This second word power here is the Greek word dunamis, and it means strength or ability. Hallelujah. It means also achieving power. So it means that God has given us authority, domain, jurisdiction over the ability of the enemy to achieve anything. Hallelujah. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So in the exercise of exousia, authority that we have in Christ, the enemy cannot do us anything. So we can shut him up and he can't say anything. Now, a closer look, let's go to Matthew chapter 9. I'll read from verse 1. It says there, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of a palsy, laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it's easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sins. The word power here is the Greek word exousia, which means he has the authority to forgive sin. Amen? So he has authority to forgive sin. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. This same exousia to forgive sin was turned over to the church. And I'm going to show you in a minute. It's the same power that we use authority to heal the sick that forgives sin. In the book of James chapter 5, we can see it there very clearly. Is any sick among you, verse 14, all right, of James chapter 5, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. And Jesus also said, he said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever things you bind on it shall be bound in heaven. Whatever things you loose on it shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. And he said, whatever things you forgive are forgiven. Whatever things you retain, they are retained. Amen. Also in Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, we're going to see another place where it talks about authority. Amen. It says, and Jesus was entering into Capernaum, and there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Now, these are the days of the increase of knowledge upon the earth. As the world is increasing in their knowledge of the things of technology and stuff like that, the church is also going to be growing in the divine light. Light is the word of God. The knowledge of the word of God is going to increase. We're going to know more things than we ever knew. Because the days of the manifestation of the sons of God are approaching. Hallelujah. So the anointing is going to increase. The things we know about who we are in Christ will increase. Amen. As we behold him. Amen. We are transformed into the same glory. Praise the Lord Jesus. And so he says, and Jesus was entered into Capernaum, and they came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. He says, and Jesus said unto him, I'll come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that I shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. I am a man under authority. This word here, authority, or the Greek word here is exousia, is the same thing. He said, I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. To my servant, do this, and he doeth it. So it's much the same way when we say to the devil, go, he has to go. I'm trying to tell you how authority works. How it works in the authority that Jesus gave to us, how it works. Amen? So when you want to cast out a devil, understand that you're a man under authority, a man with authority. Amen? You're under the authority of God. You're under, it means you have the right to do what you're doing. You have been authorized by God to exercise dominion with the name of Jesus. So whatever you're speaking to or you're addressing, you know that you're in the right to do it. It's not, you're not exercising, how do I call it, stolen power. So when you see devils operating, know that you're in the right. You're in authority. When you see witches operating, you are in authority. Hallelujah. When you see people in the occult and they're trying to show you all the things that they're doing, you're in authority. Amen. You can strip them of power. Hallelujah. God did these things. You see, when we're talking about this right now, some people are going to be like, what? It's true. It's just true. Hallelujah. It's just true. When things are going wrong around you, understand that you're in authority. When they boat and the wind was boisterous and the disciples were afraid and they were thinking that they were going to drown, all right? And they said, Master, carest not thou that we perish? And he knew he was in authority. And he also knew he had given them authority. And he said, where's your faith? What happens is that sometimes we forget who we are. And if you forget, as soon as you recover yourself, begin to exercise authority. Amen. Begin to speak the word of God over the situation. Amen. So it does not see or acknowledge any hindrance. There cannot be hindrance. The only hindrance is the one that you acknowledge, which means you put it there. Hallelujah. We will succeed. Listen, when you are doing business or anything you're involved with, it will work. It will work. It cannot but work. Yes, if you're involved. It brings us to the next thing, which is dunamis. Dunamis is achieving power, divine ability to achieve results that are in line with God's plan and purpose. And it is intrinsic. God gave it to us. It's in us. It's in us. Is residing in us and is at our disposal. Amen? So it's like we're born with it. Amen? We are sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. We're serving God, but we're sons. We're born of God and daughters of God. Amen? In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus said to the disciples, he says, but you shall receive power, dunamis, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. What was he talking about here? He says, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you'll be able to bear witness. You'll be equipped to bear witness. You'll be equipped to heal the sick. You'll be equipped to cast out devils. Hallelujah. You'll be equipped to do whatever it takes, even though that has already been given in exousia. What do I mean? You can use exousia to heal the sick. In Mark chapter 16, and he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned, And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. That's exousia. They shall speak with new tongues. Then the Holy Ghost, this is the Holy Ghost coming in. Praise God. He said, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Praise God. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere. And the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. So the Lord cooperating with the church. Hallelujah. Dunamis includes miracle working power. Now, to a degree. When you have great mighty works, we're talking about Iskos, mighty deeds. Hallelujah. You come into a city, you pray, and the whole city becomes born again. Those are mighty deeds. You come into a place, you go, come into a hospital, or maybe a 10,000 seater, or maybe a bed, or maybe 4,000 or so 5,000 bed hospital, and you check out everybody. Those are mighty deeds. You have a crusade, 1,000 people came out of wheelchairs. Everybody that was sick, God healed. Somebody does not have a leg, it grew out, you know, those are mighty deeds. Hallelujah. That is Iskos. Iskos comes, is mightier than Dunamis, but is an offshoot of Dunamis. Is that the right word? Is that how to put it? It's like a degree, another degree of manifestation. But all this comes by us exercising our faith. We already have some of it, and all of it, actually, we have the Holy Ghost. But according to the degree of our faith, we exercise power. We exercise dominion. We exercise, we have signs following. Because our faith is come of age. The Bible says, therein is the, talking about the gospel. It says, for the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Amen. The workings of God are according to the degree of faith. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, it says, he that worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by faith? Hallelujah. We do it by faith. We work miracles by faith because I believe I act on it. Amen. I believe that the sick should be healed because I'm a man under authority. I know that the devil has no choice but to leave. Amen. It is a right. The name has been given to us as a right. You know, if it's evil, it's not of God. And we have authority over it. If it's not going right, it's not of God. We have authority over it. Whatever it is that the enemy is trying to bring to us, we have authority over it. You have authority not to lose your mind. You know, somebody can be heartbroken rather than allow it to make you so sick and all of that. Put your hand over your heart. Say, heart, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. Be healed. And take your hands off. Hallelujah. You can do many things. Something is missing. You can't find it. Call it back to you. Praise the Lord Jesus. And it's according to the degree of our faith that we exercise it. Now we've been given dunamis, achieving power. You are able. You have been enabled. You have boldness to do what God called you to do. Hallelujah. You can regain what was lost. And how do I really know that? Because the Bible said the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, it says, and he is so which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. This word live here that he says there includes to revive. You lost something, you regain it. So for you to regain what was lost is by your faith. The reason why we have been limited in exercise of authority and dominion and the workings of God is the inferiority complex. Sin consciousness. Can I do it? Is it given to me to do? Then we have Kratos. Is enduring strength. Amen. That's what it is. Enduring strength. Praise the Lord Jesus. There are so many words, all right, that are called power. Praise the Lord. In the scriptures. Under the Greek, there is a ruling power. But it suffices that we use these three or four, dunamis, exousia, all right, iskos. Then there is even energia. Energia is, or energios, all right, comes when it says that we exercise through the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful. Praise the Lord. It has its own power. The word that we speak is divine energy. It says, and the word of God is quick and powerful. This word powerful here that he puts in this scripture is energios. It is full of energy. So the word you speak, when you say, with the stripes of Jesus, I was healed and made whole, has power. It's not just empty. I will live and not die. You're not just mouthing things. No, it's energy. You're releasing power to make it come to pass. The power is in the word.